Itu nombor tiga sih kita cari nombor dua bang ini. Yang saya nombor dua besi kimi kimi usung tu. Tunggu ada jurus. Citer ni tunggu ada jurus tak? Citer berus sasi tangan lah. Tangan lucu sunyi nampak. Di sini dosis sasi tangan lah tu berombak. Kui sunyi cerus, kau sunyi. Cenu nyombe tak? Nyombe langsir berapa juga angin. Citer jidian tangan zoom nampak. Di sini yau tang sih je temi ta. See, 写什么的？不是的，root text，什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？ just like okay. Give it to you by the power of the virtue merit. Zambu lingi sachimbo dikun means all this sachimbo, this big earth, the whole earth of this Jambudvipa, of this earth, kun chongrong la sobi nyam ngabe ne shendang thawa. Chongrong is a, what do you call, Raven, yes. A deep gorge.
Oh, what?
Gorge of, is it?
Gorge.
Ravine. Ravine. Deep. Deep valley, you know, cliff. And the deep valley, you know. Chongrong is like that. Chongrong.
A valley between two cliffs, yeah. But like in a fjord. Yeah, like if you have two steep cliffs,
yeah.
Close to each other, maybe a river at the bottom or something. It's called a ravine.
Ravine, isn't it? How do you pronounce?
Ravine.
Ravine or gorge. A deep gorge. Last sokpe means etc. Nyam ngawa means frightening or fearful. Frightening is. Nyam ngawa means frightening and fearful and dangerous path, etc. Nyam ngawa. Ne shendang. Ne means place. Shendang means other place. Tang tawa means free from. Chima mepi. Chima mepa means stainless or. Or pure, Shima maybe. Bendruya Ursasim, Zela. Zela, no wood in Bushi, and there Tamji Sanshin, Dula Sober, Timadan Tabi, Padan, Dembe, Yendu Koba, Tengni, Lakilta, number, Kurte, it goes here. The whole earth now saying, Chono, Sachimbo Deacon, you have to take this subject, you know, or this whole, this big earth, all this big earth of the Zambuling, by the power of merit or virtue, Kyurte means you have to jump at last third line. Nyambar kyurte means became. Now this is also supposing, you know, suppose. Kyurte means became. Nyambar means equal, even or equal. Lakthiltar means like the palm of the hand. Like hand palm. Kyurte. Became, sorry. Became, then we take first. Became, then what, how it became? Then, Chongrong last of Nyangnebe Nation and Tawa became free from, became free from Chongrong last of Nyangnebe Nation. Became free from such frightening place, such as deep gorge or the ravine, etc. And Tima may be Benduya Versace. And it becomes Benduya Versace. Tima is very pure and transparent, pure and immaculate Benduya. Lapis lazuli. Versace means then very bright, shining. Zela means very beautiful. And no, this lam is end. Nurbu Rinpoche Yuende Thamje Changxing. Nurbu Rinpoche Yuende Thamje Changxing. And Nurbu Rinpoche means precious. Yuende Thamje means all the qualities of a precious things, all the qualities that a precious things possess, you know, a precious thing, all the qualities of the of a precious things. Changxing means complete, you know. Changxing. Dulla soba. Somewhat means complete or present or complete. Changxing. And dulla soba timadang tawa. And free from all the stains, dirt or stains, impurities such as dul, such as dust, etc. Dul means dust. La soba means etc. Then other things are included there. Tarwe. Paltang dembe, and yentu kerpa. Paltang dembe means very glorious or very majestic. Glorious and majestic. Splendor. What is splendor?
Yes.
Same splendor. Splendor. Paltang dembe, you can say splendor also. Dembe yentu kerpa, and adorned with it. An ornament, naturally adorned with ornaments, adorned by the glorious or splendid things, and free from the stains, impurities such as dul, and the whole earth, you know, the describing the earth. Such, this earth became such, you know, now, suppose. Sashi Teshindu Thakbishirs, since this place. Sashi te means this place. Shindu takpe shir means since. Since this place is very pure. Terni means in this very. Lai dabu, the master of the God. The Lord of the God. Lai dabu, name means place. Abode, the abode. Number jewe kongsang. The victorious palace, kongsang. Sok means etc. Na sokbatang, different kind of, different various things such as the victorious palace, etc. Kangzangtang. Sashi te shindu tabeshir, sashi te shindu tabeshir. Since this place is very pure and stainless, their name is in this. Hayang mukhotan chibu nishyate salwat nangshin. In this place, then lai dabu ne nabar jibu kangzang la sokbatang, na sokbatang. And different kind of things. Such as the victorious palace, which is abode of the chief of the god. And then, flawang lai kordang chepe, zungye, and the reflection, the image, the reflection of the image of flawang is the god Indra, lai kordang chepe, together with his celestial attendants. Sharte means appeared, and Sawa Nangshin means Sharte, you can say manifest, and appears very clearly, Sawa Nangshin.
Is there different names from Indra?
Yeah, Lai. Lawang, you can say Lawang, Lai Dahu, and Yajin, Wangbo. They are all together 14 or 15 names. Like Dabo, and then like that, you know. Mikdong, then, that who is with 1,000 eyes, also called it. and Laminda, you know, Laminda, the what do we, I mean, and the enemy of Asuras. Yeah, Laminda, like this. There are many names, sort of synonyms. Zunyen Shartem appears in this form, you know. Since this ground, this place, being very immaculate, is very pure, because being is lapis lazuli, and is free from very gorge, etc., very frightening place, and it's immaculate, and it's very bright and beautiful, you know, and it has all the quality that precious things must have, and it's free from dust, etc., and it is adorned with all the glorious things. Since the place is like that, so their name is in this place, then Zunye Sharte means Sharte Sarvanasi appears and clearly Sharte, many Sharte Sarvanang, you can sit all together, appears clearly the form of the reflection of the god Indra together with his celestial attendants and the victorious palace, etc. Chi Rimgi then first appear like that. Then Chi means afterward. Rimgi means gradually. Sati Yunden, Sati Yunden Tang, Talvichir. Sati Yunden Tang Talvichir. Sati Sa Ti Yunden Tang Talvichir. Sa means the place. Ti Yunden Tang Talvichir. Since the earth since the earth is a lack of the quality of this, since the earth is free from this quality, free from this, since this earth doesn't have this quality, Zungye Teni means these reflections, Zungye Teni, Larang means again, Minangwa means disappear, Minangwa so, disappear, etc. Kengado Yulas. She means Rimki, afterward, gradually, since the place doesn't have these qualities, in fact, then gradually, Chirimki, gradually, all the Zunye, all the reflections of Indras, again disappear. Kengadugula, all the Zunyen. Arise on that Zunye which arising and ceasing. Arise and cease. Such as disappearing, etc. This Kiyawan Gahwa refers to the appearance and disappearing. You know? Kiyangadu Kyula means it appears and now again it disappears, etc. Kiyangadu Kyula. So, there is the rising and the ceasing. Zongyen de tongwe wangki. Due to seeing or due to the vision of this reflection, Gyejin te ngobo tobar chabichir. Gyejin te is of this god Indra. Ngobo means the qualities. Ngobo means the things. The things of this, of the king Indra, of the Indra, Gyejin te. Of the Indra, you know the Gajinti. Indra is. It is said that it is a status. You know, God Indra is a title. Indra is a title. Any god could be Indra. You know, when he succeeded. You know, as Indra, he is called as Indra. Gajinti ngobo thobar chabichan. Then, in order to attain or obtain, gain the substance or the matter. Of Indra means the qualities and the enjoyment and all that, you know, that all the things that possessed by Indra is Ngobo here. Ngobo means all those things of Indra, in order to obtain all those things of the Indra. Nyene tang, dembar mawala so, tulshu tang, longche, nebar jimba tang, so, so khone, sudim tang, gombala so, gombar, pime tang, kebe tang, sar kewa mime, singe me dos. In order to obtain this the quality of the Indra, then Pume tang kebe cho. Then this goes, you know, the third, the fourth line, the beginning line, huh? Fourth line, the beginning. Pume tang kebe cho. In order to obtain this quality of the Indra, then Pume tang kebe cho. Pume tang kebe cho. The man and the woman. The woman and the man. Here it's auto change. The woman and the man who, then we go back, who, ngun bar chokpa, then we have to go back. Ngun bar chokpa means who wished for. Ngun bar chokpa. Number chopa, or you can say, who are ambitious of, you can say, who are ambitious of to no, who, number chopa means who wishes, who turn their, number chopa means to turn towards, but here, number chopa means literally to turn towards, means who wanted to turn their mind towards, then you have to go back. Nyene thang, then but the third line beginning. Nyene thang. Nyene means it's fasting. Nyene is called fasting. Fasting? Nyene. Third line, beginning of the third line. Nyene thang. Then nyene thang means the fasting. Then but mawa so, and then to tell the, to say the true word, etc. etc. In the etc., then other things so. The other vows are included in that, you know, the five vows, etc. Then, nene mawa so tulshu tang. Tulshu is a tulshu is a called the particular, you know, the particular conduct. You know, tulshu they call it a bharat in precept, you can say to. Tulshu means normally conduct. Yeah. But this conduct is not all the conduct, but the conduct which is followed, or what you call, which is practiced very carefully with the, you know, with the special aim, you know. Like Tulshu refers to always, you know, Tulshu means normally, literally Tulshu means Nyomba. Sorry. Conduct, you know. Then we say Nyombi Tulshu. Nyombi Tulshu means the behavior, what they call Nyama? Tushu. Tushu is conduct, in fact. Tushu tang. So they abide in this conduct, such as fasting and dambarmawa and to say the truth, etc. Means they keep the vows, you know. Tulshu la neva means to keep the vow, you can say. To keep the vows. And longjue nebar jimbatang. Then on top of that, not only to keep the vows and to fast and to tell the truth, etc. Not only to keep the vows, but also tulshu tang. Longjue nebar jimbatang. Then jimba, they practice jimba also. They practice the giving of longjue. Longjue means that. Enjoyment things. Never jimba means to give properly. Etc. In the etc. Kong name means so. So is the root word. Etc. Kong name means in these. From within these. You know, Kong name is within so. Within etc. etc. word. Chultim dang gomba la so. Chultim dang gomba la so. Gomba la so. Chultim dang. Tsultim means then the jimbatang. So tsultim in the sohong name is in the word so, in the word etc. Tsultim, the right discipline and meditation etc. also included. So la towards this, then towards all these things, the lam is towards. Ngombar chokpa means those who wish to the man and the woman, those men and the women who wish to turn themselves towards the towards the tulshu, towards the observing precept. Tulshu means to keep precepts such as fasting and to tell the truth, etc. And to practice giving and right discipline and meditation, etc. So, what do you mean by same key? With the intention, with the mind that wishes for the birth in the God realms, same keys, by the mind which wishes for the birth in the God realms, meto laso torshin. Then they throw up flowers, etc. The Indians, they do, always. They throw up these flowers as offering. Flower, etc., they throw up the sky, directing their mind towards the God. Thalmo jarne, and folding, with the folded hand, molam depa, they do the prayer. Depa. Tetar means in this way, in the same way, zuku thobeche lamla lo paos. Molam depa means in this way, yes, thus, zuku thobeche lamla lo paos. In this way, yeah, the beings, now, it's not mentioned here, the beings, but the dulja also, in order to obtain, in order to achieve the form kayas of the Buddha, lamla lopao means they practice the path, they follow the path, lamla lopao. Shiva thayong yo sungwan is, now the fourth,
Pardon? Number sot you translated as direct conserve.
Pardon?
Number sot. Number sot. It's like wishing, translating.
Yeah, wishing and to go to that direction. Number sot means to direct oneself towards that action. Yes, number sot. Yeah, to direct oneself towards that activity, towards the wholesome action, the wholesome deed, such as Nyene, Dembarmawa, Tulshu, and Long Chebangyawa. This Tulshu refers to Nyene and Dembarmawa, and this then the next one is, the Tulshu refers to this Nyene and Dembarmawa, not practicing generosity and meditation, etc.
The practice and path of learning.
Yeah.
To obtain the form kaya.
Yeah.
That is to obtain the material things of the godly life.
No, the zuku tobiche. For the attainment of the form kaya. This is the example, Indra. Yeah. The appearance, the body of the Indra, the body of the Buddha, zuku, form kaya, is appear with the body of Indra. They see,
There is an example of the form kaya.
Form kayas, yes.
The
example for the form kaya, form kayas, The body of the Indra is the example for the form kayas, which is very beautiful, adorned,
The, so they wish to obtain this
material things. Yes. First they want to obtain the material body of the form kayas. Zukutho besir, molamla, lamla lopos. Shiva thayong yo sungwani. Now the fourth one is the recognition of the real point or meaning. Yajin ji zungye thongwe kyewo te la, mumba te shindu. Yajin ji zungye thongwe kyewo te la, mumba te shindu. Kyo thela mumba te. Sangila rabdu gawe semdan debe gawe sepo. Jajin ji sunye thongwe kyo te. Kyo te mumba te shindu. This lie, I don't know why. Kewatei, it must be sad. Gyajinji sungye tongwe kewatei. The person, teishindo, like the person, Gyajinji sungye tongwe, the kewatei. Kewatei means the person who, wishing of the person, by the person who saw the reflection of the Indra. Teishindo, in the same way, Sangye Larabdu gave sem dandembi, gave sebo, Changju Semba, the bodhisattvas, the sons of the victors, endowed with the mind, which is full of faith in Buddha. Rabdugawa, whose mind is full of pleasure towards the Buddha. Gawa means pleasure. Nams, the bodhisattvas. Lame changjub do sem rabdu kebara chayde. Lame changjub do sem rabdu kebara chayde means they develop their mind for the enlightenment, for the unsurpassable enlightenment. They develop their mind for the yes rangsim thabal na wa shabe tuwe ombo thobar chabe goba ye bechero semra du kebar chete and why they develop their mind for the enlightenment because thabe bendru ya tang dae sem thabala in the pure mind thabe bendru ya tang dawa like the immaculate like the pure lapis lazuli or you can say the pure lapis lazuli like in the mind which is like pure lapis lazuli thabala nawa sharbi tuwe ombo thobar chabe goba ye bechir Nama Sharvi appears to be Ongbo means the Muni Indra, the Indra of the Muni, means the Buddha, to be Ongbo, the Indra of the Muni. The Indra of the Munis, Rishis, that means the Buddha. Tobar Chabe means to obtain, to attain. Goba Yabacharo means the necessity is there. The reason or the necessity is there. The necessity to obtain the Indra of the Muni, which appears in their lapis, in their pure lapis lazuli, like pure mind.
What does Indra mean?
Pardon?
What does Indra mean?
Indra of sages means Buddha is a like Indra in the sages.
But what is the meaning of Indra?
Wangbo. Indra means word meaning.
Yes.
Word meaning means Wangbo. Organ.
No, not little
muscle. Oh, no, just organ. Yes. Yeah, organ means like sense faculties, you know. Because sense faculties is very important for the body. So Indra is like sense faculty of the god. That's why he's called Wangbo. So the king is called Mi Wangbo, the organ of man. Means that the Indra of man. Indra, yes. Lai Wangbo is always Indra, yes. The organ of the god means the Indra. Literally, you know, Wangbo means, because he's like Wangbo. Without Wangbo, our body cannot function. Like that. That's the definition. Without Indra, you know.
So when it was Mi Wangbo, it was the king.
Mi Wangbo is a king.
Powerful.
Mi Wangbo is a king. Yeah, synonym for king. Yeah, Mi Wangbo. Mi Wangbo, Sai Dagbo, Gyalbo. Gyalbo is the original name. Gyalbo is the original name. And Mi Wangbo, Sai Dagbo, all these are Sala Chöpa. These are just given name. Sai Dagbo means the Lord, the Master of Earth. Mi Wang Bom is the organ of human being. It has two meanings, you know, Mi Wang Bom is organ, the king, and the Mi Wang Bom is then really our sense faculty of human being, you know, eyes, nose, all these things are also organ. That also means, it has two meanings always. Thobar Chari, Goba Yubicharos. So this necessity is there. Why? The necessity, the purpose of why the necessity is there to develop the enlightening attitude. Because the purpose is that to attain the Lord of Munis, you know? The Lord of Munis, that is Buddha, which appears in the lapis lazuli like their pure mind. Now, duty, kenga mesul temban is. Now, the fifth one, duty means just summing up. Kenga mesul temban, explanation of unceasing and unarising, non-arising is. The explanation non-arising and unceasing with the summarized meaning. Dude, chidarna temita. Pe chidarna. Now, for example, me in jigdentu. In the world of human beings, in human world, bendru yasasi dula sobe timame. Bendru yasasi, the ground of lapis lazuli, the earth, this lapis lazuli earth, sashi. Dula sobetima mejing tamar chuba, which is very, very, which is very pure, free from dust, etc. All the mizangwa, tangwa means, which is very pure. Tangwa means clean. Tangwa means clean. Tima mejing means very immaculate. Tima mejing, tamar chuba, which is very clean and immaculate. Free from dust, etc. Some of Cuba, lam is inside. Lam is indeed. Long Jedong Tibet lay on the Luigi Zunyan Nawatar. Long Jedong Tibet lay on the Luigi Zunyan Nawatar. As, now, tar means as, or like, tar, from tar we have to go back. Like the appearances of Zunyan of the body of Lai Wangpo together with his all the enjoyment things. Turn this into, then we have to jump again to the beginning of the next clause. Turn this into means like this, like that, like this point or like this fact, you can say. Dulji Doan Namji Semji Sashi Mate Bala Sobe Timan Majing Tangwar Kuba La. La again you have to take. Yeshindu in the then you say Sashi Mad. In the then Dulje Doanamji in the same ji. Sashi, the sashi you have to take, the ground of the mind, means the ground-like mind, you know. The ground-like mind of the beings who are to be tamed, dulja, and which is, timamej, which is immaculate, which is free from the stains, such as mate palasopa, such as faithlessness, etc. Samarachuba, and which is very clean. In such mind, sen sangbodang chebe, tang chebe, this is not ngang chebe, sen sangbodang chebe, tuwe ombo, kuye zunye chashin, the body of the Indra, the Indra of the Muni, appears together with the good signs, auspicious signs. And Teda Nayang, although it is like that, Duje Dwar to the beings, Sangi Ji Kuyu Zunye Charvata Nubat Nawani, Sangji ji kui zung ye, the body of the reflection, the image of the body of the Buddha, charwa and nupa, nangwa. Nangwa means to appear. Charwa means the appearances of rising, arising and setting. Charwa means arising, you know. Rising. Charwa means normal arising. Nupa means to set in the West also, or to disappear. Here to disappear. The arising and disappearing, the vision of arising and the disappearing, pardon? Disappear, disappearing, disappearing, nupa means disappearing. Nupa means appearance of disappearing and arising of the body of the image of the body of the Buddha to the beings who are to be tamed. And Madhya Bala Sobhi, Nyokwa Meji, Thangwar Chiyo, Arangi Sim, Rabdo Jigwa. No, Ani? Madhya Bala Sobhi, Nyokwa Meji, Thangwar Chiyo, Arangi Sim, Rabdo Jigwa, Ongi, Zuji Kuchawa, Namada. This appearances of this is due to the Madhya Bala Sobhi, Nyokwa Meji, Nyokwa Meji, due to the freedom from this solid things such as Madhya Bala Sobhi, such as Madhya Bala Sobha, you know, faithlessness, etc. And Thangwar Churve, Rangi Sem Rabdu Jugu Wangki. Wangki means duty, you know. Simpara?
Charva Tang Nupa. And then the next
one? Nupa, Nangwa, oh sorry. Here is Nangwa should be. Sanatana Nanga Nang. And Wa. Wa is separate. Here is Sanatana Parna, isn't it? Yeah, that's wrong. Sanatana nang the jinju nga they skipped. Not escaped, but they left it. They should be sanatana nga nang. Then the pa is separate syllable. Nangwa. Nangwa is to appear.
Or it should be a pa also.
Pa should be there. Or you change the pa into nga, then you write the pa separate. Or you write nga down there, leave the pa there. No, but now any. Now these appearances of the appearance and this telling the reason why appears, why the body of the Buddha appears to the beings, and why the body of the Buddha disappears to the beings. First, telling the reason of the appearing or rising. Due to, one key is due to, then we have to go back, due to the freedom from the solid, nyokpa meching means freedom from the solid, such as Madhepa, etc., the faithlessness, etc., and the Thangwar Churve, Rangi Sem Rabdu Jugu Angi. Sem Rabdu Jugu means the directing of the mind, which is Thangwar Kyubis, directing of their own mind, which is Thangwar Kyuba, which is very pure and clean, one key, Zukki Kucharva Namatang. The Zukki Ku, the form Kaya, Charva Namatang. The form Kaya is appeared, you know, as being manifesting. The form Kaya is appeared as being manifesting. The form Kaya appears, you can say. The form Kaya appears due to what? Due to their immaculate mind, the mind which is free from faithlessness, etc., and the mind which always engages, same Rabdu Jugwa means, you know. Same Rabdu Jugwa means to function of the mind is called. When mind functions, then it's called same Rabdu Jugwa. When the mind functions very with great pleasure. No, same, yeah, the mind which is the one's own mind, which is Thangwar Kyuba, which is very pure, yes. Pure mind.
The first page or the second one?
No, the back page still going on, struggling here and there. Also arranging all these things. The last line. Tedar nayang dulje dobar sangji je kuz, you know, second last line. Tedar nayang dulje dobar sangji je kuy zungni chawa ta nobar nawani. Although it is like that, however, the arising and disappearing of the body of the Buddha to the beings is like this, you know. Then telling now, ni is from the ni. Then starting, why it appears, arise and why it disappears to the beings, you know. Why the body of the Buddha arise and disappear to the beings. So now it's telling the reason, the cause of arising and the cause of disappearing. The cause of arising is due to their mind, the mind, you know, due to free from nyokwa meba. Nyokwa means salid, you know, nyokwa means mud. The mind which is free from the mud-like, faithlessness, etc. And the mind is very clear and transparent. Tangwa, you know, mind is comparing with the water now here. You know, the mind is comparing with the water. And in the water, the which is very clear and clean and pure and unsullied and free from the sullied things, free from the dirty things or muddy things like faithlessness, etc. Due to this thing, zuki ku charwa nangwathang, then the form kaya is appears. Now why it disappear? Then madhe bala sobe nyokpatang cheshin, number madakpe, rangge sem rabdu jugu wangki, zuki ku nubar nangshin. You know, due to the two way of function of the mind, we see the Buddha arising and we see Buddha disappearing or you know, seizing his body. What is the now cause of the seizing of the appearances of the Buddha? So that is Mate Pala Sova. Then the last line, you know. The last line of the back page. Mate Pala Sova. Mate Pala Sova. Faithlessness, etc. Nyokpatang Cheshing. Together with the mud of faithlessness, etc. Together with the mud of faithlessness, etc. means no. The faithlessness is like the mud, you know. Yeah. If you use the word like, but the word like is not used. Of is used here. The mud of faithlessness. Number madape chasing. Number madape rang is same. Rang is same. One's own mind, which is impure. Due to impure as being together with the mud of faithlessness, etc. The mud of faithlessness, etc. Rasim rabdu jugu wangi. Again, rabdu jugu wangi, you know.
Apply one's mind.
Applying or I think directing or I think manifestation maybe. Due to the manifestation of one's own mind, which is, which because of the mud of, which is being together with the mud of faithlessness, etc., is impure, then zugiku nupanangshin, the form kaya is seen. Oh yes, now you can say seen, yes, is seen disappearing. Nupa means disappearing or setting, you know, setting to the west. It's a set, isn't it? Sun setting. Nangshin, Jukba Yingyi is manifest. It manifests setting in the west. It means that it Jukba Yingyi means it manifests. Nangshin means seen, you know, it is seen manifesting. It's not nice. Yes, here we have to leave some words. We have to give up some words here. Then it will be nice. Means, it is seen disappearing, that's all. The form kaya is seen disappearing. That's the only thing to say here. Yinki, yinki. Yinki means rare, you know. we have to leave the Jogbaya.
I'm just wondering why Khandarim Gurji
is... It's a commentary, you know. Jogba must be a commentary on the route.
And Duk means to go down forward by itself. I didn't get it.
Pardon?
Duk means to cease or to go down.
No, no. Nupa means to disappear.
Disappear.
Yeah. Charva means to appear. Charva means to appear. Nupa means to disappear.
Okay.
Nangshing means seen. And. Seen and. Manifest.
Appearing as disappearing.
Yeah, of course.
Ah, yeah.
Appearing as disappearing. As one.
Yeah, but
appearing as disappearing.
Yeah. It's only appearing as disappearing.
Right.
No.
No,
nupara, you know, you take nupara nangwa means seen as disappearing, no? Seen disappearing.
Yeah.
And jugba yingji means, this one is a bit strange. You know? Jugba yingji means manifest. And again, you say manifest. This jugba yingji refers to this. Tuwe ombo zungyengji, kuye zungye charwa dan nupara nangwa, nangwa jugba yingji. Buddha's body is manifest as appearing and disappearing. That's Jogba Yingji, you know. Buddha's body is manifest as manifest, appearing and disappearing. That's all. So then, how appear and disappear, then you have to go back, you know. One by one, the second last line, the half of the second last line of the back page, you know, and then up to here. Nangxing, up to here it goes. All the explanation about how it appears and how it disappears. Not how, sorry. Why, yes. Why it appears and why it disappears. Not how.
What is this
ki? This ki. This is just particle. It is not instrumental case. Yin ki means sort of reason like.
But?
Not but.
No.
Yeah. For the but, then sa should not be there.
Yeah.
This is also one of the usage of instrumental case. Although it is not instrumental case, but, you know, yinchi means re, that's all. Jukba. Jukba yinchi means jukho, that means it's finished. Nangshin jukho, that's all. Pe chidarna, for example, mi jikden thana, in the human worlds, Sashi Thakbatang, Madhagba Wangki, due to the pure and impure place or ground, Layo Ambozunye Chavatang Nubar Nangyang, although the body, the image of the god Indra appears and disappears, Layo Ambozunye Rangi Nen Yome Batar, the god Indra doesn't move from his own place. Tar means like that, Tuen Teshindu, in the same way, Tuen Teshindu means in the same way, Duja Thakbatang Madhagba Wangki, due to the pure and impure beings, Zuki Kuru Kyewatang Gabar Nangyang, although the Buddha is seen, you know, taking birth as form Kaya and disappearing and ceasing, Tuntamba Chuji Kula Yopa Kyewatang Shikban Gabar Chechawa Tetaname Midate, Tuntamba Chuji Kula, the absolute. Tuntamba, the absolute, Chujiku, the Dhammakaya, La, Chujikula, Yopa, Kyevata, Chujikula, Yopa, Kyevata, Shikpa. Chujikula, Yopa, Kyevata, existing birth, Shikpa, Gagwa. Shikpa and Gagwa is same meaning. Yopa and Kyeva is same meaning in this sense. Means taking the arising and ceasing. Che chawa means what is called arising and ceasing. Tedar namya mita means should never the absolute dharma kaya, tuntamba, the absolute and the dharma kaya should not be viewed, you know, viewed mitate. This mitate, this ta, bhau lata tata should be there. In the root text, bhau lata tata is there. That's correct. Is there Paula Dada?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that should be Paula Dada. It should be Paula Dada. Kiawatan Gawat Nayang. Turn Tamba Chuji Kula, Yoba Kiawatan, Shibang Gawat Chawatan, Nayam Mitate. Meaning is that turn Tamba is the absolute body and the absolute the Dharma Kaya, the absolute body of Dharma. That means the Dharma Kaya. Should never be viewed or looked as, you know, as what is called ceasing, arising and ceasing, birth or shikpa means, you know, shikpa means to be destroyed. Gagba means ceasing. Yes, shikpa and gagba is one of them is root text, I think. One of them should be root text. Shik. Huh? Shik is there, I say. So it's a synonym. Shikpa and gagba, ceasing or destroying. Yapa and kiawa, existing or arising.
What is
yapa? One of that is root text. Yapa or kiawa. Yapa is there, I say. Here, yapa means kiawa. Yapa existing means arising. Shikpa means ceasing. Chechawa means what we call in relative terms. Chechawa. What we call ceasing, existing, and to be destroyed, or destroying. That means kewa and gawa. Arising and ceasing should not be viewed. Dharma kaya should not be viewed. Viewed?
Yeah, viewed.
Viewed. Dharma kaya should not be viewed as being arising and destroying or ceasing.
But I think this example by itself was referring to the appearing in the Nirvana Kaya, wasn't it? The example of the
Not only Nirvana Kaya, all the Nirvana Kayas.
Of all Nirvana Kayas.
Yeah.
But now in the last in the conclusion here it said that the Dharma Kaya should not be viewed like this. And I think the example is stating for the Nirvana Kaya. I don't see now the point.
Yeah, this is only in the, as in Nirmana Kaya, yes. As in Nirmana Kaya, he is seen. As in Nirmana, Buddha, as in Nirmana Kaya, is seen arising and ceasing. And also the reason arising, why he is seen as arising, is due to purity of the mind. And why it is seen as ceasing, That is also due to the impurity of the mind, of the beings. So however they say, you know, however, Dharmakaya is not like that, although they are the manifestation of Dharmakaya.
That means even Buddha is only appearing in the Manakaya, in the Dharmakaya.
Doesn't appear.
Wouldn't appear like
no, wouldn't appear. Yeah. Dharmakaya is formlessness. As formless and beyond expression. When Buddha comes to the world to act for the benefit of the beings, then he appears in the form of, comes in the form, you know. He comes, or it comes, we should say it comes. Dharmakaya comes, better to say, without using he or she or it. Yeah, Dharmakaya appears in the form of some form kayas. When we say form kaya, then we can say he. When Buddha appears as a form kaya, nirmana kaya, then we can say he. We can address him as a he. When he comes in the sambhoga kaya, then we can address as he.
Could also be female goddess, couldn't it?
Pardon? It's neither female or nor male.
Which is
not. If Dharma kaya is male or female or neuter, Then it becomes relative truth, then not absolute. Mm-hmm. Then it is with the characteristic, isn't it?
But even as the examples for the Nirmala Kayas are always given with male goals, aren't they?
Always, yes, mostly. Nirmala Kaya, which kind of Nirmala? Param Nirmala Kaya.
This, for example,
No, Param Nirmana Kaya always male. As a Gautama Buddha. And as Nirmanakaya, Kewa Truku and Zoho Truku can be men, women, anyone.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily only men. Yes. As a supreme Nirmanakaya, then comes in the form of a prince or some Brahmins, or as a man supposed to be. Why then mitate should not be used? Because Duma says in Juamebani image, because it's non compound and unchanging. Niva Sung Dama Jebe, Pe Jawala, true. Oh, finish. Oh, yes. Because here again, Rinpoche gives the explanation about why it says because Dhammakaya is non compounded and unchanging. He says that this non-compounded should be that non-compounded which is beyond the conception, beyond of compounded and non-compounded both. Like we had before, you know. Tam karsoram. Dadam dame ki thale devina thambe da. What is called Supreme Self. You know? Dhammakaya is supreme self because it is free from self and selflessness. Therefore, it is supreme self. So same way here also Rinpoche says, it is a supreme non-compounded because it is beyond the compounded and non-compounded both.
So too much you can mean also like unconditioned. It doesn't... Yeah,
unconditioned.
Unconditioned of the faith.
Unconditioned or not made up. Yeah, unconditioned, not made up, not compounded. You can use all the word. Do much of it. Not compounded or not made up by cause and the conditions. Yeah, unconditioned, uncaused, or not made up by cause and the condition, or not compounded or not created. You can use all the word. And you are by universal and unchanging. Do you know? Do you must get talent? Do you must say the cogress horse? He says. This when the examples and meaning when they use together, you know, as a metaphor, then it's very difficult to translate. When they are separate, then it's okay. Because the unsullied, free from the mud of faithlessness, etc., you know?
Why did you call that word solid?
Nyokwa means solid. Nyokwa means with mud, you know?
Yeah.
Anything that is stain. Which is with mud. Stain. No. Nyokwa is always used some liquid things. Or only liquid things. Yeah. If you got some dirty things on your face, it is not nyokpa. It is a tima face. Then if you're supposed should be some very clean, but not some liquid, you know, some liquid should be very clean, very clear, but it is not clear. That is nyokpa. Because of nyokpa, it is not clear. You know. Salad or what do you call salad? Yeah, I think salad, isn't it? Muddy, normally we say muddy. Klushit in Sanskrit we call it klushit. Kunjo na bara jang gama di me jang jo yun de ji le de. Tene
Sanama